You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Happy you're with us here. 20th day of the month, and boy, I tell you what, it's going to cool off a little bit. It's going to be nice into the weekend until, of course, it heats up again and we're on hell's front porch again. But that's kind of what happens. I don't know about you. Dan Buck's in here with me this morning because it's official. Kim St. Ange and her husband are new parents again.
Woo-hoo!
And little Hudson Christopher arrived yesterday morning on short notice because he was about a week and a half early.
Man, and so, still 9 pounds a week early.
So we went on the air yesterday morning telling you the truth that Kim just called in sick because we didn't know until basically the show was over that she had actually had the baby yesterday. Because, of course, calling your coworkers is not your first priority when you're going through something like that.
Yeah.
So we found out, and then she gave us permission to talk about it this morning. So congratulations, Mom and Dad and Brother Easton and baby Hudson are doing well. He was a big whopping 9 pounds and 20 inches long, and he was anxious to get here, clearly, because he got here a week and a half early.
And Mom is probably glad he did come a little
yeah,
early.
Yeah, sure.
Because I can't imagine another week of growth.
That dude was going to be he's a whopper.
He is a whopper. But so glad she's doing well. Baby's well. Everybody's good.
Yep, and glad to have you in here with us this morning, Dan, for sure. That's fantastic. Glad we got you in the chair. And so just so you know, and we've talked about this before, Dan, it's not like he's retired or something. We've talked him into doing this because it's an early morning gig and it's just until Kim comes back from maternity leave. But he's going to be able to give us anywhere from 3 to 4 days a week, right?
Yeah, during this 12-week period to help you guys out. I'm happy you called. It's always fun to get back you know, especially in conservative talk, it's just something that's always burning in you. Once you've done it, you know, on numerous stations prior to this, and once you do it, you miss it when you're not doing it. Because you have so many things, you're like, oh, I wish I could comment on that. Oh, man, that's so hacking me off. I wish I could go out and talk about it. So you give me that platform to do it.
It's well, fun. we're thrilled to have you here. I know what you mean. I was on vacation. Like, I was just on vacation when the Supreme Court decision came down on Roe v. Wade. And I was in Florida, and it was driving me nuts that I couldn't be on the radio that week.
Yeah, you wait, especially when you wait 40 years for a decision or 50 years, and it's like, finally!
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So anyway, I mentioned that because you will hear Dan's voice here some mornings filling in for Kim. And then we're probably going to get our friend Scott Jagow in here as well, helping out on the days when Dan isn't here. Now, Scott has just had shoulder surgery, so he's out for about a week and a half, something like that. You know how all these things happen. So there will be days when we have Dan in the studio or Scott in the studio and days when we don't, and we've got somebody helping us out other than that. So we're gonna piece it together, but we're thrilled to have Dan here the majority of the
time.
Well,
and you're lucky to have somebody like Ethan who's able to to pivot and move and,
oh, yeah.
and adjust and things. I mean, he does a great job. There's so many people in radio, like behind the scenes, that people don't recognize.
Oh, that's true.
You don't realize that it's just us. We're the voices you hear, but so many other people help make it happen. Trish is a rock star,
oh,
too.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so. you hear our voice because Ethan knows which button to push, and I don't. I don't run that board over there. So
I've never touched that side of the table.
I'm completely at his mercy. Dan, it's been so long since I ran a board.
We both did it in college, but now everything's digital.
The dials were round, and they were called potentiometers, and then you could either pot somebody up or pot them down,
yep.
and that was about it. You had about three sources, and those were the microphone buttons.
You had carts and reel-to-reel, where you had to splice, physically take a razor blade and splice stuff to edit it.
I did that.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
Yep.
I used to, when I first got into television, we actually had a film room.
We did, too. Channel 4 still had one when I got
there. Did you? Yeah.
They weren't using it, but they were trying to transfer some of that stuff over videotape at the time.
North Platte, Nebraska had a film room. You had to videotape your clips on film, go in the film room, splice it up just like you do audio, cut it together, put the tape on, and they would roll that during the newscast. It was crazy.
And hope that it worked.
Yeah. And remember how some people pushed back on digital when it first came to television, too, because we were taped to tape, and oh my gosh, the unions, the IBEW workers were having a fit, like, no, we're not going to some computer, it's a fad. And like now they would never go back.
Oh, no.
To the old tape to tape and the clunking 5-second pre-rolls. It took you forever to edit a piece.
Just to get a piece edited and get it fed in from the field in time for the newscast. It was something else.
Nuts.
It happens to be National Radio Day, so happy Radio Day to all of you listening out there. We're glad we get to produce hopefully some quality talk radio for you here on 97.1 FM Talk. And right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Story that Kash Patel turned over to the Congress. Documents showing that the FBI suspected that China was mailing tens of thousands of fake driver's licenses to Chinese citizens here so that they could create fake identities and then cast mail-in ballots for Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with mail-in ballots. Why should we be worried about that at all when our enemies are fully taking advantage of the American system? And by the way, the reason that was a story yesterday, the story that Kash Patel discovered is that the FBI knew about this and then quashed the investigation.
No way. No, espérate.
Yeah. How about that? That's a mess there, huh? You don't want to have that problem in any way, shape, or form when you're getting arrested and you're not wanting people to arrest you. That lady is an illegal alien from Colombia, famous for her online influencing rants. And they arrested her in her car in the middle of one of her rants.
I love it.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Beautiful
thing. This is what I voted for.
It was ridiculous for me to get charged with a crime and to do prison sentence for the things that I did.
You think that?
Well, no one
is that your claim?
No one generally gets prosecuted. No one in the Southern District's ever been sentenced for obscenity, for transferring obscene material.
Yeah, that's Anthony Weiner, who transmitted a picture of his wiener to somebody who's underage. What do you mean you shouldn't have gone to jail for it? Give me a break.
It is absolutely remarkable what he has accomplished in his short tenure, and he is handing off an office that is in better shape than that office has been in a very long time. And
Catherine Hanaway there announced yesterday as the governor's pick to be the attorney general for the state of Missouri. And I've known Catherine for a long time. When I first got to Channel 4 back in 1993, she was still on Kit Bond's staff. Before she ran for the House of Representatives in Missouri, became Speaker of the House, became, a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District, and then ran for governor in 2016. So I've known her for a long time, Dan. Yeah, any thoughts on her as attorney general?
Well, she smashed a lot of glass ceilings for women.
I mean,
you know, first women House Speaker, just a great, humble. She's a true public servant. I mean, if you ever known her, her passion for doing what's good, what's doing what's right, I think has just been ingrained in her. Ray Wagner's a dear friend of mine, and of course Ann Wagner, his wife, and Ray always just talks so admirably about you know, Catherine and how, and I've known Catherine as well, but I just admire the fact that she could leave one of the largest, most successful law firms in St. Louis, where I'm sure she was making seven figures. And that public servant heart of hers allows her to come down. I don't know what that position pays, but it can't be more than $250,000.
No, I wouldn't think it's that much, right?
Yeah. No, it's probably right around the governor's level. It's a high, demand job. It's constantly on. It's not like a lawmaker where you've got your busy times and slow times. I mean, the attorney general works nonstop, round the clock. You're constantly getting new cases presented to you and things you need to intercede on. And I tell you what, as a Missourian, I'm awful glad to have somebody like Catherine Hanaway interceding on behalf of law-abiding citizens in this
there,
state.
There has been a little bit of pushback in conservative circles against this choice, and we'll talk more about that. In fact, I'm running a little long here, so we'll get to a quick break, and we'll talk a little bit more about what some people's concerns are when it comes to Catherine in that role. And we, I believe, might be able to get an interview. I hope we're going to be able to get her on the air maybe tomorrow. I think she's going to finally be able to get her head above water and do a little bit of media tomorrow. But I'm efforting that. So we might get it done tomorrow. We'll talk more about that, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The first and most important part of this job is to protect Missourians from anyone who would do violence against them, who would rip them off in financial schemes, who would abuse them through providing terrible care and getting paid by Medicaid, and anyone who would try to invade their constitutional rights.
Yeah, Catherine Hanaway yesterday, as part of her comments there after being introduced by Governor Kehoe, you know, we had John Lamping on yesterday. We talked a little bit about who the potential candidates were for this. Will Scharf's name was thrown around, but I think he's in the catbird seat. I'm not quite sure why you'd give up being secretary to the president to come back, unless you had your ultimate goal set on running for Senate or the governorship in Missouri. I don't know why Will would have done that.
Yeah, the AG seems to be a pipeline to the senator.
It does. It does indeed. And, you know, I think for Governor Kehoe's perspective, he probably wanted somebody that he was pretty assured won't run against him for governor next time around, like in a primary. Because if you have statewide office holders, most all of them have higher ambitions, and she made that pretty clear too, that he kind of got this commitment from her.
So my game plan for sure is to serve the next 3 years, and then if Missourians will vote for me and believe I earn a full term, then I'd like to serve a full term. That's my game plan.
Now, it's my hope that Catherine has kind of taken some lessons from the way Andrew Bailey and maybe before him, Josh Hawley handled that. Eric Schmidt, and before him, Hawley handled that job. Aggressive, out front on these conservative issues.
Transparent about those issues.
Yeah, because the first two I'm talking about were busy while they were in office challenging the Biden administration's crazy woke policies and becoming active in local issues like the transgender torture clinic at Washington University. You need somebody who's going to do that. Now, I don't know that's the Catherine Hanaway that I've known up until now in other roles she's been in. I'm not saying she wasn't very effective as a House Speaker. I think she was. And I'm not saying that I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not really here to judge what she did as U.S. attorney, although I have some pretty positive feelings about her crackdown on crime when she was U.S. attorney. there are conservatives who are worried about her the people in the party who have been her primary backers. Now, of course, as you've heard John Lamping talk about on this program, one of Governor Kehoe's big backers is the Blunt family. Andy Blunt helped get him in office, helped bankroll his campaign, helped, you know, run the campaign, was one of the key speakers at his inauguration. The Blunt family and the Kehoe family are inseparable. And in large part, I feel like when Catherine took the podium, Andy Blunt is one of the names she mentioned. So my guess is that was a foregone conclusion. And that makes some people a little nervous because, I mean, I know Senator Blunt. I've covered him for years and years. But he was very much in the United States Senate a go-along to get-along type of politician. And that is not the form of strong, conservative aggressiveness that we've come to expect out of this attorney general's role in Missouri. And I don't know if Catherine steps up to that or not.
I think she always had a reputation as both a U.S. attorney and as a state prosecutor to be a bulldog. I mean, she definitely, when she sets her sights on a project, I mean, on a criminal or on a case, she gets after it and will get after it hard. She's going to have some early tests, though. I mean, we're going to get to know real quick just how firm she's going to be, starting with Sam Page,
yeah,
right, in the county.
Right.
I mean, she's got an indictment in front of her. That should go to the state level. And she needs to be a bulldog on that. I mean, not just in what he's being charged with, but all the other crimes against the residents of St. Louis County that he perpetrated. And I, being one, left the county because of Sam Page, because of what he did to my company, my business.
Sure. You know,
shutting us down for 7 months over youth sports with no factual data or information whatsoever, while 2 miles down the road in St. Charles County, everything was wide open and kids weren't dying. Right. And I was like, this was insane what this guy did against business owners. And, you know, meanwhile, Walmart and the abortion clinics could stay open while they wouldn't allow us to put, you know, 12 girls on a volleyball court. It was insane what that guy did. And I think there's still criminal activity. He went against the state constitution. He went against the county policies and made arbitrary decisions without the vote of the council during that time, and still no accountability. So I think she's got some early cases that she can prove that she's a bulldog, as we saw in Bailey, as we saw in Hawley before.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we have a chance to get her on the air tomorrow or later this week, whenever that happens. And we'll see. We'll ask her that. I mean, she's watched Andrew Bailey almost out of central casting. That's what I say about him. I mean, he just hit the ground running in that role and never seemed to slow down.
He never met a mic he didn't like.
He was
either
accessible to right. us. We could get him on these issues.
Absolutely.
He was strong on them. I can see why the Trump people would love to have him in Washington, D.C., but for sure. All right. We'll get to a break here. We got a check of business coming up from Nicole Murray. The stock market continues to shoot up like a rocket ship, despite all the bad news you would hear from the mainstream media on that. And we'll get to another news for you at about 6:45. Stay tuned. Yeah, not surprised by this news that I caught yesterday. Of course, we've been following the story out of Cincinnati where...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You saw the video that went viral, Dan, of those three people getting the you-know-what beat out of them in the streets one night after a jazz festival.
Horrible.
And, you know, the police, of course, short-staffed in Cincinnati as they are in St. Louis, didn't get there for a while. They only had a couple of people on the job. Others were out doing traffic duty and all this stuff. And the beating went on for a long time. The one woman was really injured severely. And immediately there were allegations that it was racially charged, that the people that did the beating only did it because somebody mouthed off to them, and they were trying to get charges reduced and people out of jail, and I knew what would happen. And already, two of the seven suspects arrested have walked following their bond being cut massively by one of the Hamilton County woke judges there in the greater Cincinnati area. So you can expect to hear, now that they've won that and been let out of jail, you can expect Al Sharpton and everybody else to show up in Cincinnati and try to make something out of this that it wasn't. I mean, for goodness sake, if it was the other way around, can you imagine the hell that would be raised if a crowd of white people just beat the living hell out of three black people in downtown Cincinnati or downtown St. Louis?
Kicking them in the head, the face while they're down. Yeah. I mean, it was so hard to watch. But yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, if the roles were reversed, there would be riots in the streets. Cincinnati would have burned to the ground.
I would agree with that completely. Good. Man. All right, let's get a check of business right now. Check in with Nicole Murray. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You note that Dan Buck is in here with me this morning, and Kim St. Ange is not. Do you know why?
No, why?
She had her baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, she did. We're so happy for a whopping 9-pound baby boy named Hudson Christopher. Who was born yesterday morning. She technically wasn't. Friday was supposed to be her last official day, and the baby wasn't due for another week. But he decided to come early. So how about that?
Yeah. 9 pounds. No wonder she was always hungry. My goodness.
He was hungry. She was waddling, as she described it, back and forth, up and down the hallway. And that little dude was anxious to get here, clearly.
Well, please send her my congrats. That's awesome news.
I will do it. We're very happy for her here this morning. What's going on in business?
Futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 10, the NASDAQ down 314, the S&P 500 down 37. Nexstar Media Group is buying broadcast rival Tegna for $6.2 billion, bringing together two major players in U.S. television and the country's local news landscape. If the transaction is approved, Nexstar will pay $22 in cash for each share of Tegna's outstanding stock. Target has named Michael Fiddelk its current chief operating officer as its next CEO. Fiddelk will succeed Brian Cornell on February 1st. He will step into the role as the big box retailer tries to win back both customers and investors after years of stagnant sales and steep market share losses. Walmart has recalled frozen raw shrimp because federal health officials say it could have potential radioactive contamination. The Food and Drug Administration asked Walmart to pull three lots of Great Value brand frozen shrimp from stores after federal officials detected cesium-137. Air Canada said it will gradually restart operations after reaching an agreement with the union for 10,000 flight attendants to end a strike. The strike is affecting about 130,000 travelers a day at the peak of the summer travel season. The FDA has approved the first ever glucose monitoring system specifically for weight loss from the startup Cygnos. Any patient can now purchase a Cygnos membership to access its system, which uses an AI platform and an off-the-shelf continuous glucose monitor from Dexcom to offer personalized recommendations for healthy weight management. And finally, America's obesity crisis extends beyond humans. Studies suggest that around 60% of dogs and cats nationwide are overweight. To help combat this issue, pharmaceutical companies say Ozempic for pets could hit store shelves
no,
in 3 years.
No, stop giving them treats.
Well, it's hard to stop giving them treats when they're looking at you with those big brown eyes.
The answer to weight loss is to put the fork down. Animals can't feed themselves. It's up to you to give them food. Just put them on a diet. Too many pet owners refuse to do that.
I don't refuse to put her on a diet, but I feel like YOLO, she only lives once, so why on earth would I not give her a treat after she does well on a walk?
So you're going to fatten her up and then shoot her up with Ozempic? I mean, come on.
I don't think I'd ever give her Ozempic. Some of the side effects are hefty. We're like, if she's not, you know, if we take it and we get the side effects, we at least can process and understand what's going on. But if she starts puking or having other, she's not going to get it. It almost feels mean.
Can we just all admit that while we claim to, some of us, train our animals, it's the animals that have trained us. Like the dog goes to the back door and hits the glass. I can hear that she wants to go out. She runs to the yard, spends about 10 seconds and runs back in and then looks at me because some people in my household give her a treat after she does that. So the dogs have trained us, and that's why they're all getting fat, because we give in to them and we give them treats every time they go to the bathroom.
Well, not every time, but almost,
you're admitting
almost
it.
Every time. Almost
yeah, you
every
shake
time.
The little treat bag for the cat comes running, and then, you know, or the dog, and they've got us trained. I don't think there's a weight loss, an obesity problem with pets. It's an obesity problem we've created as owners.
Yeah, and Nicole, you're going to think worse of me. This is the first time you've actually met me, but I have a $500 limit on every dog, and I'm sure Ozempic would have put me over the top. So, I mean, $500, live or die. If it goes over $500, thank you for a great life, dog. You're done.
Oh, my
Isn't
gosh.
That terrible?
I am judging you.
You should be. I love my dogs, too. It's just a rule I made a long time ago. I'm like,
Do you think?
I mean, you know.
Do you?
I give it its shots. I keep them healthy. They live. Every dog I've had lives to be 13 to 15 years old. But I'm not going to give it an open heart surgery at 10 years old and spend $3,000 to keep it alive. I'm just not.
I also want to point out that a lot of owners are giving their pets people food on top of it.
True.
That's also become another factor.
That's not good. Not good.
Yeah.
So to Dan's point, let me tell you how I've extended my $500 limit.
Okay.
This company offers pet insurance as part of the benefit package. You have to pay for it, but it's at a group discount. So
what company? This
Odyssey.
Company? Odyssey has a pet?
Odyssey's
HR failed to tell me that.
You can opt to buy pet insurance at a group rate. So it's cheaper than what you'd find on the open market. And now it doesn't cover those inevitable $200 vet bills every time you go to get shots. You know you're going to have to pay that.
Yeah.
But if it's critical care, if the dog is sick, then you pay there's a limit on the deductible that you pay, and then they pick up like 80, 20 or something after that.
Huh.
So my previous dog had both of its tendons fixed in its rear knees. $2,500. One ripped and then the other one ripped. They said as soon as this one heals up, the other one's going to rip, and that happened. So about $5,000 in medical expenses cost us roughly $800.
Well, that's still over his $500 limit.
It would be over Dan's $500 limit, but that was combined over two different incidents. So maybe that if that's per incident, then that would save Dan. See what I'm saying?
You're judging me. I can hear it in her voice. She's judging me. But I like the insurance part. If I could have insurance and have a premium, it guarantees a ceiling. I'm liking that. I'm liking because I'm not doing over 500. Just not.
I hear you. I
love
hear
my dogs, man. Yeah, Nicole, I do. I love them.
Nicole's now done with you, Dan. Yeah.
I know.
So you know that.
Welcome.
He's going to be around for a few weeks since Kim's out on maternity leave.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Maybe she'll up it to 600 with inflation.
I'll be nice. I'll do my best to be nice.
All right,
Nicole. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, that pet insurance, that was like mind blown when I saw that. I'm like, you mean I can buy group pet insurance? That's great.
It's
like through Nationwide. And it doesn't cover.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Cover regular vet visits, but if the dog is sick, you know, you see it eating grass and it's shooting right out the other end, you can take the dog to the vet and they will cover a portion of that.
I got to say, 35 years in broadcasting, no station ever offered me pet insurance. And so,
I have no idea why they do it, but it's out there.
Probably because I'm a part-timer here and short-termer.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, probably didn't get that offered in my package.
Sorry about that.
I'll negotiate the next term.
Now you know.
There you go.
Now you know. The more you know.
That's
right. What they used to say? All right. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News. Next hour, we're going to talk to Jeremy Rosenthal on this whole debate over Trump and mail-in ballots and all that stuff. We'll get to that for you. We got former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood in the 8 o'clock hour today. They're trying to get on the ballot with something that would redraw the congressional maps in the state of Illinois to something that reflects the fact that 2/3 of the state would be red if it wasn't for Chicago. So we're going to talk to him about that at about 8:08. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a f***ing lawyer.
so she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go.
I love this. Don't be a Karen 101, right? If you have to look at a cop and say, do you know who I am? That is never going to end well.
She's an assistant AG, though. Can you imagine?
An assistant attorney general.
At least that's what she was saying.
In Rhode Island.
Acting like she was, you know, she was hammered. Let's start with that. She was absolutely smoked. She and her girlfriend were out and causing havoc. They just simply wanted her removed from the restaurant, and she would not shut up. I watched the whole clip. It was
Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan arrested in Newport, Rhode Island, Thursday for trespassing, according to the Attorney General's office. Is she still employed this morning? I just don't know. But clearly that cop was not impressed with her legalese.
Yeah, he goes, shut up. That's legal. That's attorney stuff.
Exactly.
All right, so I've got a weird other news story. This is a unique way to remember a loved one. A woman in West Virginia turned to a very unique, deeply personal form of memorial after the unexpected death of her husband, who was only 55 years old. They've been lifelong friends. They finally married in 2021. He passed away, and she decided against the traditional funeral and stuff. Instead, she selected a tattoo from his right arm. That's right. It was a Pittsburgh Steelers helmet that had some other designs around it. It included skull imagery and was linked to the team's black and gold colors. She had it cut out from his body, and she framed it.
Yeah,
and
that's
her keepsake. Can you imagine that would be the keepsake of a loved one?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
What's that on the wall? Oh, that's my skin of my husband.
Apparently, there are companies that specialize in this, and they worked directly with the mortuary, with instructions on how to remove the piece of skin, and then basically they took it and tanned it, and then mounted it in a frame and sent it back to her.
What's the cost of that? It has to exceed my $500 limit.
Didn't matter. Right? But it's not a dog. It was her husband.
But still, gosh.
I agree. It's be a good conversation piece, wouldn't it? Hey, what's that hanging on the wall? Oh, that's Jerry's shoulder.
I would judge you if you had that on your wall. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be like,
100%. I love the Steelers, but come on.
Right. I'm going to judge.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hey, so there's a Michigan couple held in a Mexican prison for over a month because they were having a dispute with their timeshare resort down there. And they're now accusing the resort of weaponizing the Mexican criminal justice system. Wait a minute. Isn't that an oxymoron? Can you weaponize the Mexican criminal justice system? I thought it was already weaponized.
It was already weaponized, exactly.
Have you seen that scene in We're the Millers where they get pulled over by the cop? Yeah. So my point is they were held in a maximum security prison for over a month and forced to they tried to pressure them to file a non-disclosure agreement in Cancun because they had bought these timeshares a while back and they were helping market them to other people, and then suddenly their credit card got charged $116,000 and they disputed it, and the I guess Visa stood up for them, but when they went back down to visit again, the company had them arrested.
Wow.
So anyway,
Jeez.
What
Holy
a mess.
Cow.
Just so you know, if you're dealing with the timeshare somewhere in Mexico, that could be a little bit of a mess. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jeremy Rosenthal, the great attorney we have on here all the time, to talk in more about, a lot of things, maybe redistricting and a lot of things going on in the legal world. Genevieve Wood from Heritage is going to join us a little later and talk a little bit more about mail-in voting. How about that? We'll be back in just a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.